Breaking news. A new error message just dropped, and it's the hottest gossip in developer tooling. This credential is only authorized for use with Claude Code. And if your brain went, wait, why is that a story? Same. Because it's not a bug. It's a policy decision. Leaking into your IDE. Claude Code went mega viral, and devs finally onboarded. Then we all did what developers do. We plugged it into everything. Cursor. Root code. Bridges. Harnesses. A harness is a third-party client, like Root Code, cosplaying as the official Claude Code app. It works. Until it doesn't. And then the support tickets show up. It broken cursor becomes Claude is broken. Here's the actual error in the wild again. Now, the spicier one, the buffet loophole. Flat rate plans are fine until someone runs an agent loop for 24 hours straight. Yes, somebody built that. It's called Ralph, and it's terrifying. Ralph reads your backlog and keeps going until it's done. No breaks, no mercy. That turns Unlimited into Anthropic is now your Series A investor. So Anthropic tightened the gate. Claude Code Auth is for Claude Code. And according to VentureBeat, they started cracking down on third-party harness spoofing. Now here's where it turns into real tea. VentureBeat also reports XAI staff lost access to Claude models, reportedly via Cursor. And the underlying reason is extremely boring. Competing product restrictions. Anthropic's terms literally say you can't use the service to build a competing product. Translation, we're not letting competitors train on our GPU bear. That's the drop. Your IDE just got rate limited by corporate strategy. And it breaks trust, because now your dev workflow is somebody else's switch. So the takeaway is simple. Subscription auth is not an API contract. If you want reliability, BYOK keys, multi-provider routing, and fallbacks. Otherwise, enjoy the future where error messages have terms and conditions. And you have to scroll. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one. Stay snappy.